Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/IDoWorkHereLady. A little bit like r/IDon'tWorkHereLady, but the other way around. This subreddit is full of stories about people casually speaking to people who they think they can badmouth, but in reality, they're actually the person who they thought they were badmouthing. For example, in today's first story, Opie is speaking to one of his colleagues, a young girl, about the mayor, who he hates, not realizing that this young girl is actually the mayor's daughter. I called the mayor useless in front of his daughter. So, in my country, there are some upcoming parliament elections, and one man who owns a big printing and marketing company, whom I've known for a long time, calls me and says he wants me to start working on video editing, and my first job in there would be to help on the campaign for a certain candidate. To be clear, I hate politics and I have some big personal issues with that political party, which single-handedly destroyed the whole country. But I'm a female dog, and I need that work and that money, so I accepted. I've started working there, and the work was good. I have been giving my best. I've met the candidate, a young lady, and also an 18-year-old who was her personal photographer. One day, after 1.5 weeks of working in there, me, my boss, my boss's wife, and the young photographer were in the office. We were watching some material to start making a video with. Suddenly, they start complaining about some people close to the mayor of the city for being useless. And I say, it's known that those people are useless. Anyone related to that mayor is useless, including the mayor himself. My boss and his wife are looking at me with big eyes with their mouths shut, but their faces say, "Oh, you don't dare." I say, what's happened? And then my boss says, "She is the mayor's daughter." I was shocked for a second and then started laughing, and they all started laughing at me. I apologized and pat this girl's head, but she had that "I'll kill you" face on. Nothing happened and we didn't talk about it again, except for like 3 weeks later when I was making a video about a reopening for a rehabbed hospital, which was hosted by the mayor. And this girl says to me, "You see, my dad is not useless." So those guys don't know English or know what Reddit is, but I really don't like that mayor. We all know he's there because of his connections with high corrupt figures in the main government, so I'm glad I wasn't fired, but I have no regrets. I honestly feel like this story is more of a today I effed up, but still pretty good stuff, and I guess it does technically fit into this subreddit. Just a weird one that you'd pat her head afterwards. I'm not really sure why you do that. Surely you'd be embarrassed and you'd apologize to her rather than patting her on the head. But anyway, pretty funny story, I guess. Guys, let me know down below in the comments, have you ever been in a situation where you've been talking to somebody about someone else that you dislike, not realizing that the person you're talking to is related to the person that you're talking about? That must be extremely embarrassing. I think OP honestly handled it pretty well just by laughing, admitting his mistake and being like, oh well, I'm sorry I said it, but I guess it's funny. Now moving on to our next post, be nice to everyone, they might just own the place. For some backstory, I own a portfolio of 5 different businesses that have little in common with each other. They are all service-based, and 3 of them are public-facing and in different areas of the state in which I live. Given that the businesses all operate under separate names, provide separate services, and are located in separate offices, buildings, etc., I tend to allow the managers for each location to hire clerical staff without me meeting them first. This largely works out to everyone's benefit, as I don't have to drive several hours to approve a new receptionist, and it doesn't take time away from my staff or the new hire. One of my businesses happens to be involved with medical testing and is farthest from my home at about 3 hours away, so I only make trips out there if I have to. Shortly before COVID hit, I drove out to the medical testing office to pick up some papers and to meet the new receptionist that had been hired a few days prior. I asked the manager in charge of that office to send me the new hire's name and some background info so I could introduce myself without not knowing anything about them. I pulled up to the office at around 5:45 and walked up to the check-in counter where the new receptionist was sitting. Before I could say anything, let alone introduce myself, she says, "We're about to close, so you need to come back later." I thought she was joking, and I kind of chuckled and waited for the new receptionist to laugh too. But the receptionist said, "Aren't you a crackhead or something? I said we're closed." While I try to keep in mind that I don't know what is going on in someone's life to cause them to be in a bad mood, I also don't want this new receptionist or any of my staff to speak to anyone in that manner. This is the conversation between the new receptionist and I that followed. "Do you speak to customers that way?"
"Yeah, when you people come in late like you own the place."
"I do."
"You do what?"
"I own this place."
"Okay."
Then I show her the badge that states I'm the owner. "I'd like to see you in my office now." The new receptionist's eyes got very wide as she watched me swipe my badge, thus unlocking the door that leads from the lobby to the staff area. I passed the manager's office and told her to follow me to my office, which she did. The manager, the new receptionist, and I sat down in my office and I explained the situation to the manager. I then explained to the receptionist that our office gets people from all walks of life and in all types of situations, and that I don't tolerate any of my staff speaking to people in such a manner when they are representing my business. I asked the manager to draft termination papers while I had a final check made out to the new receptionist. When we settled all the formalities of firing her, I handed her the check, which she grabbed out of my hand, and tried to storm out of the building. However, by the time we finished, it was past 6 p.m, which is when the office closes and the front door automatically locks and requires an employee badge to unlock. As such, when the new receptionist tried to open the door, it was locked, and when she tried to swipe her badge, the little red light just blinked because her badge was no longer active. The manager ended up having to swipe her badge to let the new receptionist out, to which the receptionist mumbled thanks and left. I'm not gonna lie, guys, when I was just reading this story, I thought to myself, when the manager fired the new receptionist just like that, I was like, that seems a little bit harsh, doesn't it? Can't you just say, don't speak to people like that again? But then I've just thought about it now, and if a receptionist, who is your first impression of, you know, meeting...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The company, when you walk through that office door, is speaking to random customers like that. That sets such a bad precedent, such a bad first impression for that company that, yeah, I completely agree with OP. I would fire her on the spot as well after a little bit of thinking. You just don't want to give that first impression off to new customers, potential new customers. What a horrible person. I mean, who would even speak to that day to day, just outside of your job, to a normal person you haven't met before? That's just not a nice thing to do, is it? Yeah, I completely agree with OP. If you are the sort of person that treats people like that, I don't want you working for my company. Simple as that. Now moving on to our third story, I just want to clock in. I'm out of work because of COVID, so occasionally I drive my husband to and from work, because he has a long commute, and at least once in a while I can do the driving for him. Now, he works at a warehouse type shopping center. Between 9 to 10 a.m, Monday to Friday, they have senior shopping. His shift started at 9:45. I had some shopping to do, so we walked in together. I went to grab a cart and go to the back of the line of regular shoppers, waiting for the senior hour to finish up and be let in. My husband kisses my cheek and walks into the building. Now, we're in our 30s, definitely not close to the 55 plus. The lady at the front of the line starts shrieking that man was just allowed into shop and didn't wait in line like the rest of us. I stopped mid-cart grab and watched it unfold. My husband turns around and politely explains, while holding up his badge, "Ah, sorry, mom, I work here, I'm just showing up for my shift, is all. I'm not cutting the line, I promise." But she loses it. She demands to speak to a manager since people are being allowed to cut in line in front of her, and how she's been waiting for over an hour to get in. The doors didn't even open until 9 a.m, and there are signs everywhere explaining that 9 to 10 is senior hour, and it has been this way for months. My husband continues to try and calm the lady down, explaining that he is an employee. His shift starts in 3 minutes. He's not cutting in line, he's clocking in for his shift. The person watching the door keeps explaining the same. Finally, a manager comes to the front. Karen is now blue in the face from yelling and screaming. It's time for my husband to clock in, and he can't get past the front because Karen keeps screaming. The manager explains that my husband is, indeed, there to work and get everything ready for the incoming flood of patrons. But Karen was having none of it. My husband finally decides that in order to just end the situation, he'd use the back entrance, at the complete opposite side of the giant building. His manager and my husband share a very knowing look. The manager apologizes to Karen, who now looks incredibly righteous. The manager says he'll have a talk to the employee at the front door. There's some whispering, my husband's co-worker smiles a little. It's now 10 a.m, and the doors are supposed to be open to everyone. Karen starts looking very, very impatient as the manager, now standing at the door, tells her he can't let the general public in until there are two people at the door. We wait, and wait, and wait, and wait. And about 5 minutes after 10, my husband walks up from inside the building to the door and calls Karen on into the building, apologizing for being late as he was being held up. The laughs from the people in line behind her were just precious. She went from blue in the face, screaming, to red and embarrassed. Yet, to be honest, guys, I just don't understand this Karen one bit at all. Even if this person wasn't who they said they were, would it really matter if just one person was cutting in line in front of you? In that situation, surely just let them go. They're saying to you, right, I'm an employee, I work here. Even if you have 95% of doubt that they're just not even telling the truth, but why does it matter? Just let them go. In the worst case scenario, it's one person in front of you. In the best case scenario, you're not holding up someone who needs to do their job and ultimately is about to serve you in 5 minutes when the store opens to the general public. I just don't get it. Just let them go. What's the big deal here? To be fair though, it would be weird for someone to make up a lie about being an employee there, right in front of the staff's face as well, who were on the door. Surely they would just say, no, you don't work here, if the person was lying, or they'd let them in if they were an employee. I don't know, it just seems very, very strange logic once again from this Karen. Now moving on to our final post, just a quick one. Too old to work in a place like this? Several years ago, I was the manager in a trendy independent clothing boutique that catered to teenagers and college students. I had a couple of girls, probably in the 18 to 20 year old range, come in with their mother. I was working register that day, so when they asked for help, our owner started helping them select items and take them into the dressing room. When they finally got up to the checkout, the mother said to me, "You should fire that lady. She's way too old to be working in a hip place like this." The old lady was standing a few feet away and walked up to the woman and said, "I don't just work in this place, I own this place, and I designed most of the clothes you just bought. And considering I've owned it for 40 years and it's made me a millionaire, you can kiss my butt. Now get out of my store and don't come back." She was a sassy old lady and I loved her to death. It broke my heart when she died a few years later. Oh, now this story is just amazing. Not only does she own the store, but she's also designed all the clothes that this woman has just probably spent a lot of money on that's made the owner a very rich lady. I mean, incredible stuff, really. Imagine her going through the shop like, "Oh, tell you what, girls, this is a lovely piece of clothing right here." I can't imagine who designed it. Probably a young, hip, trendy person, a trendy fashion designer. Then she comes across this old woman who owns a store and is like, "What? You're way too old and frankly ugly to be working here," not knowing that she has designed all the clothes she's about to buy. Incredible scenes of glorious emotion. Long live the king. I don't know why I've said that, but screw it. Let's go to the outro.
What the
makes absolutely no sense. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/I Do Work Here Lady. If you want more amazing videos like this with even weirder outros, check out this playlist of all my r/I Do Work Here Lady videos. Some absolute bangers in there if you want some lovely stories. If you are new to the channel and you want more like this every single day, twice a day throughout December, make sure you are subscribed. I'm trying to hit 600,000 by the end of the year, so any help would be greatly appreciated. And if you want some nice merch for Christmas, you can check it out right here.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.